What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
And then there were two remaining in hoops and two remaining in hockey. On the same Monday, the same Memorial Day Monday, we get the end of the conference finals in both hoops and hockey. So a lot for us to cover on this edition of the show. And both were blowouts, which carry major implications, but also carry eulogies along with them. I, for one, think that the Las Vegas Golden Knights were waiting for Jamie Benn to return so they could blow out the Dallas Stars in their building and make sure that Jamie Benn was part of it. That's just my working theory. You may or may not agree. As for the Miami Heat, they always do it the hard way. Always. There is no such thing as them taking the easy road. There is no such thing as easy street for the Miami Heat. Ooh, I like that. Nah. They got to do it the hard way. And boy, did they slam the door in the face of history. Slam the door and slam the Celtics collective fingers in it. And then wouldn't open the door. Not for anything. But I thought for quite a while, at halftime, when the Celtics were down by 11, and it felt like the Heat were teetering. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. It felt like the Heat were teetering. And were maybe just about to topple. Some of those threes were going to fall for the Celtics, right? They have a lot of experience. It was in their building. The crowd was just waiting for a chance to explode. But the Heat, they do not care. Jimmy Butler tried to tell us with his unwavering confidence that they would be the first team to four wins. And then game five. And game six. And one more time before game seven, he assured us the Heat were going to win. Those were not guarantees necessarily, just an expression, an outpouring of the confidence he feels in his team. And already, you know, I'm not looking at Vegas odds, though I do know the Denver Nuggets are favored. Already, there are people who have got the Heat buried in the NBA Finals. And it may happen that the Nuggets win. It may happen that Miami runs out of gas or can't compete with Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. We could go on and on about matchups. We'll talk about it a lot as we get closer to Thursday. It may, in fact, happen that the Heat inconsistency on offense comes back to bite him in the rear end. There are certainly stretches over the course of this Eastern Conference Finals where they look like they could not hit the broads out of a barn. Bam Adebayo, his offense seemingly dried up in the last few games. Jimmy Butler did what he had to do, but I got to tell you, I think Caleb Martin should have been the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. But what you cannot say about Miami is that they are an easy out. No. This team is tough and tenacious. And while they do have moments where the offense is flashy and it dazzles and it causes your jaw to drop open because of the explosiveness or the moxie, for the most part, they grind. And they grind and they grind and they grind. And what they do is grind their opponents to death. And I'll be damned if the Celtics just refuse to change their offensive philosophy. We have seen this before with the Celtics. They look like a team full of James Hardens out there when they won't stop shooting the threes. Brutal. I mean, if you're Miami, you're okay with it. But brutal if you are a Celtics fan, someone who's in the arena watching them go 9 of, are you ready? 42 from beyond the arc. 9 of 42 from 3. That's just gross. As in super gross. As in make me want to stick a fork in my eye gross. It's everything that I can't stand about the NBA these days. And there are a lot of things I love about basketball, a lot of things I love about pro hoops, but I cannot stand the unwavering commitment to shooting the three, even when they're not dropping. These are some of the best athletes in the world. Why not go to the hoop? The more aggressive you are, the more fouls that you draw. And I know Jason Tatum was not himself. He missed a point-blank bunny to start the fourth quarter. May have been a turning point. We'll never know now. But Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. We know Derek White can go to the hoop. These guys can go to the bucket. Robert Williams. He's not going to create a shot for himself. The Heat make everything tough. They make you work your arse off all game long. They don't take plays off. They don't take it easy. They grind. And they force you to grind. And man, when their shots drop, which is kind of hit or miss sometimes. I do mean that literally as well as figuratively. When their shots drop, they also can remind you that sometimes it's not about how pretty it looks. It's not about the flow. It's not even really about rhythm. It's just about work. It's about desire. It's about effort. It's about communication. It's about consistency. And on the defensive end, when we're talking about Miami, but it's also about chemistry. And I've said repeatedly over the course of these last few weeks, the Miami Heat have a chemistry that gives them an advantage. It doesn't work that way for every team. These guys believe in each other. They have character. And their chemistry and character were forged through fire. There's something to be said about belief and confidence in yourself, yes. But there's also something to be said for walking it out, for watching it happen. Every step of the way, they've had to fight, scratch, and claw. They've seen it happen, which is where this belief in each other and in their potential comes from. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this Monday night. Memorial Day weekend is now done for most people. I dare say there are some who still have not returned from their sojourns. I know in my neighborhood, because there were no snow days this year, the students had a 5-day weekend. They were off Thursday. They're off Tuesday. And so a lot of the families still have not returned. If you were one of those people who attended a Memorial Day parade, or you were honoring and remembering a loved one lost in the line of duty serving in our military, but thinking of you, that's the true meaning of this weekend. And we heard from a lot of you who wanted to remember family members or friends who served and made the ultimate sacrifice. We still have a few hours left in our Memorial Day. In fact, my brother and sister-in-law and my nieces are in Hawaii. Lots of hours left in Hawaii on Memorial Day. They're still sending pictures. So we have a post up. We'd love to retweet the names, the photos of those you honor and remember on this Memorial Day. And it's also pinned to the top of our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So After Hours CBS on Twitter, and then pinned to the top of our Facebook page, named after the show. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to all the pertinent plays and moments, as well as the reaction from the Heat. Now, you may recall where they were a year ago at this time. They had lost Game 7 at home to the Celtics to fall just shy of the NBA Finals. It was the Celtics who won in Miami in Game 7 to set up a date with the Golden State Warriors. This season, the Heat kept that in mind. This season, every now and then, you would hear them speak it out loud. Caleb Martin told WPLG Channel 10, local 10, that yeah, they didn't forget what happened a year ago.
You remember that type of stuff as a competitor and as an organization, and you know, we just wanted to compete and come out and give our best effort and leave no regrets. And I think that's when we have that type of, you know, energy, I think, you know, things go our way.
Failure is a powerful motivation. It's not the big picture with the Heat. It's not even the whole picture with the Heat, but clearly they had not forgotten. Revenge. Also a great motivator. So this game had a lot of celebrities inside the Garden. A lot of the members of the Boston Red Sox, even from their championships past. Members of the Celtics from their championships past, like Paul Pierce and Rajon Rondo, even in the building. Celebrities, entertainers. This was the place to be. My best friend from high school, we grew up in New Hampshire. She sends me a text this morning. She just celebrated her milestone birthday, so we were within a couple of weeks of each other. Guess where I'm going tonight? I didn't even know she was in New England. She lives in Atlanta. Guess where I'm going tonight? Her sister had ponied up and bought tickets for Game 7 for Stephanie's birthday. Not just for her, but for her two sons as well. They'd never been to a Celtics game at the Garden. They'd only been to see the Celtics in Atlanta. And so Stephanie's sending me pictures, texting me, "It's so loud in here." Oh yeah, it definitely was. And early on, the Celtics had a bit of a cushion. Wasn't a huge lead, but it was a bit of a cushion. Even though they missed their first 12 threes, the crowd was engaged. They were playing great defense. Miami's offense couldn't settle into a rhythm early. And maybe the Celtics put together a run like they did in Game 5, in which they doubled up the Heat in that first quarter, except for one ill-fated moment for the Boston Celtics.
Shot clock already down to 5. He enters to Horford. Horford spins, throws to the corner. Tatum up picks, drives, forces it up. No good, but he did draw a foul.
Oh, they twist his ankle, though.
Fans hoping MVP chants somehow have magical healing powers. It was Vincent who committed the foul, and Tatum essentially landed on Vincent as he was down on the floor.
Must have turned that ankle as he fell down, rolled it. But your adrenaline will keep you going through this game. I don't care. It had to be a bone broken.
Tatum misses the second free throw. Celtics lead 1-0. That has put a damper on the proceedings here, 30 seconds in.
You know, I came down, you know, on my ankle. And it's tough because it, you know, kind of impacted me the rest of the night. Swelled up, and it was just frustrating that I was kind of like a shell of myself. I don't want nobody to feel bad for me. Unfortunately, injuries are a part of this game. You know, and I've been fortunate enough, right, up until this point. You know, I've never missed games. I've played 95% of the games since I've been in the league. I've top two in minutes since I've been in the league. It just was, you know, unfortunate fall tonight on the first play of the game, and something I was trying to battle through throughout the game.
And he did. There were plenty of grimaces for Jason Tatum, but he stayed out there for 42 minutes. He did not shoot well, but we've seen that from Jason multiple times during this playoffs. That's not anything new. He did have 11 rebounds to go along with his, shoot, I forgot how many points. 16, maybe, something like that. A handful. But he did have a double-double. He had a couple of sweet assists, and he hobbled through. But he definitely wasn't himself. However, Jason Tatum on a hobbled ankle is still better than most of what else the Celtics might throw out there. Really, anything else the Celtics might throw out there. And like you hear with Cedric Maxwell on Celtics radio, there was no way he was going to sit out. There were times where he was moving the ball around fine without hobbling. So maybe the breaks where the ankle is painful. Sounds like it's just a severe sprain, rolled ankle, something that a lot of basketball players have to deal with. Does that change the entire game? Eh. Maybe it swings the game a couple points in either direction. It's not a 20-point loss type of a situation. So the Miami Heat, after falling into a bit of a hole, again, nobody hitting threes early, went on a run. A run that put them ahead. And then it was about them protecting that lead. Now, I've said a lot, and I do see this with the Heat. They're better coming from behind. They are. They're a better team when they're chasing than when they're being chased. But in a game seven, all of that flies out the window. Now, coming up, top of next hour, our friend Sean Grandy will join us from Boston. Speaking of adrenaline, wonder if it's worn off yet. Calling this game seven on Celtics radio, since we have to deliver the Boston eulogy. And the knee-jerk reactions are, fire this guy, get rid of this guy. Joe Mazzulla has to go. So does Jaylen Brown after his 8 turnovers. We'll see what Sean has to say about the questions facing the Celtics. But straight ahead, so much of the narrative should be about this Heat formula, the identity that is really a signature for Eric Spoelstra, for Pat Riley, for Jimmy Butler. They know who they are, and they're okay with it. They knew who they are, and they don't try to be something they're not. It's just enough, as they do not do anything the easy way. No easy street for the Miami Heat. That's my new line. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Memorial Day, Monday coming to a close. We honor and remember. I hope that you had a chance to do that on Monday. We're glad to hang out with you and kick off what's remaining of the work week. I know a lot of people still out of their typical routine. So if you're just hearing us for the first time or first time in a long time, we're happy to connect with you. After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Miami's up 25-15. 10:56 here in the second quarter. Rodman drives to the free throw line, gets off the ball, threw it behind Tatum. He was able to grab it. Six on the shot clock. He's trying to shake it. He couldn't shake it. Highsmith with the rip. Gave to Highsmith lay-in. Timeout, Boston. Heat up 12. Rich Benson. Three ball, top of the arc. Three, retaliation. Miami 30. Boston 18. Martin working the baseline. Pump fake. Gets underneath Horford. Fade over the top. Bounces in for Caleb Martin. Patient, poised, position for the bucket.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The turning point in this Game 7 in Boston. A 30-10 run by the Heat. So they fall into a bit of a hole early. But then late first quarter into the second quarter, they have a couple of runs. You put them together. They outscored the Celtics by 20 over that stretch. They, in the first half, their largest lead was 17. And the Heat had never lost a playoff game when they were ahead by 10 or more at the half. And so a 30-10 run pulled them out of a hole and put them ahead. And then it was about them protecting that real estate the rest of the way. Jason Jackson with the calls on the Miami Heat radio network. The hero of Game 6, Derek White, diving in for that tip-in with a tenth of a second left. He did his absolute best to pull the Celtics back into this one.
Jaylen Brown steps to his left, returns to Marcus Smart. This offense is broken right now. Marcus Smart picks up his dribble. Goes right side. Derek White trying to bail the Celtics out with a three, and he does. Ooh. Celtics teetering, but they're back within 11, which is where we were at halftime. Derek White up fakes on Strus. Switches to the right hand. Attacks the paint. Muscles it up. And in. Scored in the foul.
Wow.
Jaylen Brown, offensive end, finds Derek White. White switches to the left hand, attacks the paint, forces it up and in with the right hand. Timeout, Eric Spoelstra.
Is Derek White that dude now? Man.
The Celtics fans there at the Garden were desperately looking for someone to step up and be that dude. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on Celtics radio. But every single time the Celtics seemingly found some momentum, got some clean air, to use a NASCAR analogy. Every single time it looked as though they were settling in and might put together a run, the answer was not Jimmy Butler. It was not Bam Adebayo. It wasn't Kyle Lowry. Though those guys all chipped in, no, it was undrafted Caleb Martin who had the answer every single time.
Jimmy with the rock, 36 seconds to go.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. No matter which team you're rolling with, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.
In the third, goes baseline. Kicks it out to Martin. Martin sidestep for three. Splash! Everybody's all upset. They think Jimmy stepped on the baseline. Only three people get to decide if he did. Caleb driving baseline. Fades outside the right block and got nothing but net for Caleb Martin to end the quarter, keeping the lead at 10. Ball inside, right hand comes out. Tatum was at the rim and it wouldn't stay in. He's made 4 of 10 in this game. Caleb Martin has made 11 of 15. 3-point ripper to start the fourth quarter. He's 4-5 from the land of milk and honey.
The Celtics looked like they might have a last gasp to start the fourth quarter, except Jason Tatum misses a point-blank shot. Caleb Martin hits a three, and then Jaylen Brown started with some of the worst turnovers that he had all postseason.
Jaylen, diagonal lead. Tatum's got it. He's going to attack Strus, but he double dribbled first. They call traveling. He laid it up and in, but Tony Brothers was right on it. Jaylen on the push. Hand to Grant Williams. Offensive foul.
Got that on Brown.
He pushed Max Strus away to create room, and that's five turnovers now committed by Jaylen Brown. His third foul, and it'll be Miami ball, a chance to extend their nine-point lead with a minute 18 to go in the third. Derek White for Jaylen Brown.
Sellers don't know how to attack this.
Butler knocks it away from Jaylen. Lead pass for Jimmy Butler. Two-hand slam. Timeout, Joe Mazzulla. Miami has its largest lead as Jaylen Brown commits his seventh turnover of Game 7. Hauser returns to the Jaylen in the corner against Bam. Jaylen switches to the left hand, exposes the ball, and commits his eighth turnover of Game 7.
Ooh.
A nightmare that Jaylen cannot wake up from.
And we'll hear from Jaylen Brown coming up following the update on After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Eight turnovers for a good chunk of the fourth quarter. Jaylen Brown had eight turnovers. The Celtics had eight total threes, even though the attempts kept going up, up, up. More than half the turnovers for the Celtics in this one. And it seemed as though they couldn't have come at better times for the Miami Heat when they desperately needed a stop. Jaylen Brown was happy to comply. The Celtics would stop essentially their own momentum with bad turnovers or bad shots. And the Heat were able to, again, cause their opponents to look ugly. And that really, to me, is a big part of their formula. Drag their opponents down to their level. Only 84 points for the Celtics in this one. 84 points at home in a Game 7 with the NBA Finals on the line. Impressive defensive performance by the Heat, and then a lot of wide open shots just point blank missed by the Celtics. And yet we know, because we heard it over and over and over again, Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler, the other members of the Heat, they are comfortable with, this is going to sound funny, they're comfortable with the Heat turned up. Seriously. The more challenging, the more difficult, the more the molehill turns into a mountain, the more comfortable they are. So yeah, turn up the Heat under the Heat. And that's just fine with Eric Spoelstra.
People can relate to this team. You know, their life is hard. Professional sports is just kind of a reflection sometimes of life. That things don't always go your way. And the inevitable setbacks happen, and it's how you deal with that collectively. There's a lot of different ways that it can go. It can sap your spirit. It can take a team down for whatever reason. With this group, it's steeled us and made us closer, made us tougher.
I just know why Coach Pat and Coach Spo wanted me to be here, and that's to compete at a high level and to win championships. I know that the group that they put around me at all times is going to give me an opportunity to do so. So I was always very, very confident in that. I work extremely hard with the team, with Brickley. I can score on Remy all day, every day, as I've posted on Instagram. So I'm just confident. I know the work that we all put into it, so I know what we're capable of. But nobody's satisfied. We haven't done anything. We don't play just to win the Eastern Conference. We play to win the whole thing.
Jimmy Butler has said the confidence starts with him. And how many times do we hear from him? We're going to be the first team to four wins. We're going to win tomorrow. We're going to win the next day. We're going to win the next game. And eventually the Miami Heat came through for him, though it did take teetering on the edge of history. Now, Butler ends up with the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And sure, the tenacity, the toughness, the defiance, really. And he does have 28 points in this one. So he is the leading scorer of Game 7. But he took 28 shots. Caleb Martin, in my opinion, should have been the MVP. And if you don't believe me, I was tweeting it during the, I think, late third quarter and then posted it early fourth quarter. Caleb Martin angling for the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals if Miami survives. 45 minutes, so he played more minutes than anyone else in this game. 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, and only one turnover. Yeah, Caleb Martin, undrafted Caleb Martin, second year in Miami, finally gets the chance to be top billing for the Heat.
I definitely reflect on where I started and the journey it's taken to get here, and, you know, even as early as the two-way last year. I think more than anything, it's kind of a weird feeling because I'm also understanding that as happy as I am, as grateful I am to be here, I also understand that, like, we have four more. Like, the job's not done. We didn't go through all we went through all regular season and my personal journey to stop here, you know. So, we're trying to get what we came here to get, so we got four more.
I think that everybody sees what he's doing in the games, but the real work is done when he's in the gym by himself with his trainer, all the countless amounts of reps to prepare him for this moment. He doesn't shy away from it.
If you're a real competitor and it's in your soul, and that's what Caleb is, he's a competitor. Every bit the competitor that, you know, you talk about with Jimmy or Bam or, you know, whatever, Caleb is a competitor. You get to the higher stakes, the further you get along, the more competitors are going to reveal themselves. Game sevens or get to the conference finals, it's not for everybody in this association. Otherwise, you know, more players, more teams would do it. You have to be wired a little bit differently. And Caleb is. He's pure. He competes on both ends, lays it all out there for everybody to see. Yeah, he has so much respect in that locker room just because how hard he competes. It's like his last breath on every single possession. And I love the guy for that.
Isn't that really the MO of the Heat? They compete their tails off. It may not be pretty. It may not dazzle you. It's not Steph Curry. It may not be Jason Tatum, 51 points in a game seven, setting a record. Though we've seen Jimmy Butler put up some incredible numbers to stave off elimination. But they compete hard. They wear you the heck out. That's their MO. And they're proud of it. Butler's a star, sure. Bam Adebayo, all NBA player at some level, though he didn't really play like it the second half of the series. The rest of these guys, who knows if they'd be starters on other teams, but it doesn't matter because they fit in Miami. They fit. Congratulations to Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, who of course has a thing when it comes to Boston from his days going back to the Lakers. We're going to hear from the Celtics. Joe Mazzulla, a lot of knee-jerk reactions wanting him fired. It hasn't even been a full year since he took over as the Celtics head coach. Jaylen Brown, what the heck happened? And of course, he is looking for a contract extension. A lot of people believe after this game seven, he should be out the door. Remember what we tell you the first week of the NFL season, pump the brakes. Overreaction in the emotion, pump the brakes. Well, there's not a whole lot of pumping the brakes in Boston tonight. Sean Grandy at the top.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
Of the hour from Beantown.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It's
10 seconds remain. As the Eastern Conference Championship belongs to the Heat. 103-84 the final. For the seventh time in the 35 years of Miami Heat basketball, your Miami Heat will battle for the NBA's title. Here we come.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I was not so sure about those people who were questioning how Miami could rally from that Game 6 stunner, the finish with a tenth of a second to go. It was disappointing, yeah. But the Heat have faced a ton of disappointment. They've stared disappointment down. And we know nothing ever goes easy for them. They don't do easy street. Nah, they are much more comfortable operating when all the odds and all the experts are against them.
Damn right.
They like it when their backs are against the wall. They play their best. They do their best work when all hope is nearly lost. And so I didn't really understand that narrative. But Eric Spoelstra had to get his team ready to play after that Game 6 miracle for Boston and do it at the Garden. So on the road for the Heat.
These are lessons that, hopefully we can pass along to our children, that you can develop this fortitude. And sometimes you have to suffer, for the things that you want. And Game 6, the only thing, that we could do is sometimes you have to laugh at the things that make you cry. We did so many things right. I think from a metric standpoint, we did everything the best that we did all of the playoffs, our defensive activity numbers, our rotations, the extra efforts, the pursuits on the offensive glass, 5 turnovers. We felt like we did all the right things. We had our, season high numbers of attacks, and then to come up short, that could puncture a team spirit. But instead, that just drove us to more resolve to try to get the job done.
Eric Spoelstra, life lessons. Boy, we've heard about it. Character, adversity, moving forward, dealing with failure, using it as motivation, remaining confident, communicating, using chemistry. Yeah, these are all incredible life lessons, and he mentioned it earlier. Well, paraphrasing something that I say a lot, which is that sports are a microcosm of real life. And he's right. Anything worth having is worth sacrificing for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. You won't believe who sent me a tweet earlier. I was kind of excited about that. But first, the Celtics' reaction. Joe Mazzulla, this is how his first season as the Celtics head coach comes to an end.
It's one of the best locker rooms I've been a part of. The guys cared. They gave it everything they had. It's the most important thing to take from this. Obviously, we didn't achieve our goal. We didn't win, which was our goal. So we failed in that regard. But it's not because the guys didn't have a sense of togetherness, character, and just who they are as people.
A lot of character in that locker room, too. We saw it in games 4, 5, and 6. In fact, they were 5-0 when facing elimination this postseason. But why were they below 500 at home? That is kind of stunning. That's a question that I'm not sure has an answer or an easy answer. But how about this question, Coach? What's the difference between game 6 and game 7?
They made shots. We weren't as efficient in transition. We just didn't play well. That just didn't play well.
He said that multiple times during the post-game press conference. We just didn't play well. We just didn't play well. I get it. We are not going to get in the weeds in terms of some of the technical language and maybe the nuances of what didn't work out for the Celtics, but I need more than we just didn't play well. On your own floor? In a game 7 with the NBA Finals on the line? It's a little more complicated than we just didn't play well. But I agree with him about the fast break points. The Heat were more willing to push the tempo, and they used the turnovers to get out in transition. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So Jason Tatum, he admits the ankle was swelling up. He was in a lot of pain. But big picture, what needs to change for this team to finally break through, get back to the finals, and win another title?
We've shown that we can get there. We get to the conference finals. It's my fourth time in 6 years. And been to the finals once. We had a special opportunity this year. We just fell a little bit short. It's not like we're not capable. We don't have the talent. You know, we do. It just didn't go our way this year.
We failed. I failed. We let the whole city down.
Jaylen Brown generally will give you long, thoughtful, reflective answers. He's done that a lot. Character, adversity, communication. He's been willing to let people kind of get a peek behind the curtain of what the Celtics have done to rally from 0-3 down. But tonight is simple as I failed. We failed. We let the whole city of Boston down. Marcus Smart. It's been a lot about identity in this series. It's been a ton about how the Celtics had to find themselves after those first three losses.
Defense is key, you know, because even though you miss shots, your defense can save you a lot of times. And a lot of times our defense have been our kryptonite when we're not making shots. So I think that's it. You know, we just got to understand that shots aren't always going to fall, but our effort on defense, we can always control that. And you can't control the shots not falling or going in. You take the open ones, you take the right ones, and you continue to play defense.
For whatever reason, we always felt coming back here was kind of our safe haven, that we were going to be fine. I'm not going to say that that's bad, but I definitely think that, you know, for whatever reason, we just kind of let loose a little bit at times here at home, just thinking that we'll be fine and we'll kind of find our way. And, that's something that we'll have to look at and make sure that we shift that mindset of, being protecting home, kind of being more aggressive, being more because on the road, I feel like there's that, you know, there's that edge that we have, and we have to be consistent in that. That's something that we have to be better at.
That blows me away. A team with as many veterans as this one, with the majority of the guys back after reaching the NBA Finals a year ago. I know it was a different coach, but Joe Mazzulla was on Ime Udoka's staff. They didn't play the same tenacious defense they did at the second half of last year that kind of propelled them. But for Al Horford to say, we don't have that same killer instinct, we don't have that same edge at home as we do away, well then Jaylen Brown's right. You did fail the city of Boston by promising them something different. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.